All right, take your Bibles, if you will. Turn over to Proverbs chapter number 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Got just a few more weeks on principles, and then we'll begin talking about money. Proverbs chapter 28, look at verse number 14. Notice what the Bible says. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Notice the last part of that text. He that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. This verse teaches one important principle, and here's the principle. Hardening of the heart is a conscious decision upon a person. If a person's heart is hardened, it's because they choose to have their heart hardened. There are folks in fundamental churches all over America that have their hearts hardened. They come to church, they sit in the service, they listen to the preacher preach, they listen to the Word of God open, and yet they sit there and they have no intent to listen to the Bible. They have no intent to do the Bible, but yet they come for different reasons. And I think your reason for coming will tell whether you have a hard heart. There are some people that will come to church and they'll come for friendship, for fellowship. They'll come to get involved. They'll come to all kinds of different reasons. I remember reading a message from Tom Malone, Dr. Tom Malone in Pontiac, Michigan. Dr. Malone had a pastorate before that great church where he was 40 years, and he mentioned the fact that he preached and he preached and preached, and finally he realized that the people were so hardened that he was of no effect there. And the people just weren't going to listen to the preaching. They weren't going to do the preaching. They weren't going to follow. And so he left the church, went up to Pontiac, Michigan, and stayed there for 40 years, plus some, preaching the Word of God. Now, when we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit tries to do something in our hearts, and we rebel to what the Holy Spirit tries to teach us to do, we are hardening our hearts. Now listen, there's a difference between a hardening of the heart and difference between that and a hardened heart. Hardening of the heart is a process. It can be reversed. But when you get to the point where you have a hardened heart, that is a very difficult thing to overcome. This preacher can't overcome it. Nobody can overcome a hardened heart. The only way a person can, and I'll get to the reasons a little bit, the only way a person can have a soft heart is through the working of the Holy Spirit, allowing the Bible, the Word of God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, to do a work in their heart. So, the main question is, you must ask yourself, do I have a hardening process? By the way, there may be a certain chamber of your heart that you're hardened to. There may be a certain topic that the Bible teaches that you just hardened to, and you become so hardened to it, and without even realizing that sometimes when the topic is preached about, you're hardened to it. You just stiffen up. You don't want to hear it. You've made up your mind on the matter. You're not going to change. And most people that have a hardened heart do so because they decided that they are not going to change. Now, I think the Bible is very clear. In that first part of that verse, chapter number 28, it says in verse 14, happy is the man that feareth always. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of, amen, you know it, don't you? Amen, what is it? Wisdom, all right? So we ought to fear God. I'm afraid that Christians, our churches are dead. Our churches are just have no life to them. Because we have a lot of Christians in our churches that are dead. You don't want to bring life to a church. A lively Christian. Boy, I'd like to see a Christian that's excited about serving God and just excited about coming to the house of God. When you were away this morning, this afternoon, let me ask you a question. Don't answer this out loud because I don't want to know. But if you, if you were away at your particular place of business, maybe ladies, you were at home and you were vacuuming and working and preparing that meal for that good husband when he came home, and some of you maybe you just slept all day. And but anyway, you had all some time to yourself. Were you excited about coming to church? I mean, did you look with anticipation and say, I get to go to church tonight? Praise the Lord, we're going to open up the Bible. I'm going to be with God's people. I'm going to hear some great singing and some great music, and I'm getting excited about that. Lord, this is great. Or did you say, oh my goodness, time is expired. I'm getting so tired. I don't want to go to church. I want to go home and find that bed. I want to go home and play with that dog, or I want to go home and do this or do that. What was your attitude towards the service, the Word of God? Now, let's put a microscope up to this thing called the hardening of the heart. Let's peer through that microscope, and let's just take a good look and see if there's a hardening process. You know, for many of us, we may not know it physically. We may have a hardening in the arteries. Have you heard of that? What is it? Arteriosclerosis or something like that. There may be a hardening process going in our arteries, and our arteries are hardening. And one day, what's going to happen? One day, when it gets so hard and so thick and blood can't flow through those arteries and veins, what happens? You have a heart attack, don't you? You die in a lot of cases. I mean, you die. Now, the hardening process towards God and God's Word and the Holy Spirit is a very serious thing. Do I have your attention? It is a very serious thing. I'm going to show you just a little bit. Now, I was so amazed when I began studying this that I saw something I didn't see before. I always read Exodus about Pharaoh, and I always thought that God hardened his heart. When I started looking at the word hardening and hardiness and harden, I found out that God didn't harden Pharaoh's heart till the end. Pharaoh chose to harden his heart, and then God said, there came a time, and God said, okay, that's it, enough! God said, I'm hardening your heart. But it was Pharaoh who chose in the beginning to harden his heart. He could have avoided, the plague. He could have avoided the blood in the water. He could have avoided the frog. He could have avoided the light. He could have avoided the hail. He could have avoided the darkness. He could have avoided it all. But he chose to harden his heart. And folks, listen, you and I have a choice if we want to harden our heart towards the things of God. Let me show you. All right? Go over to Exodus chapter 7. Please follow along. I have so much to say. I just don't have much time, as usual. But I want you to take your Bibles and follow and try to understand. This is a Bible study. I want to show you. Remember, we're taking a microscope. All right, look at Exodus chapter number 7 and look at verse number 3. The Bible says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Now, understand this is God speaking. God has foreknowledge. God knows what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen in your life. Right now, as you sit in your seat, God knows if you will ever harden your heart. Maybe you're not there yet, but God knows if you will. And God knew about Pharaoh. He knew what was going to happen, and he said, I will harden his heart. But no, it's notice, he says this, that it's something future. He says, I'm going to harden his heart. Now, that's important, because every rejection of truth puts another layer of heart hardening on your life, if you will. Every time you reject the truth, that hardening process gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. That's why when you receive truth, you ought to do something with truth immediately. Because the more you hear it, the more you hear it, the more you say no and no and no, you get harder and harder and harder and harder. Who was I joking with Joe the other day, and we were making a visit, and Joe made this comment just looking at somebody. He said, boy, she looks very hard. Just because of some things she said. And I led that lady to Christ. And I led her to Christ, but that doesn't mean she got saved. I don't know. And she seemed hard. She prayed the sinner's prayer. But I don't know if she got saved. Now, if she meant what she prayed, she's saved. I have no doubt. But she could just be saying some words. A heart can be harder. Look, don't think for a minute when you leave somebody to Christ and they pray a prayer, that your job is done and they're saved, they're going to heaven. You don't know that. You just don't. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's a heart thing. Anybody that's saved in here was saved because their heart, in their heart, they trusted Christ. And the last I saw, I cannot see anybody's heart. All right? Now, here's the reason it's so important. Listen to this verse that I want you to turn because of time. Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Watch it. The more you hear truth, and the more you say no to that truth, and you're not a doer of the word, the more you say no, the more chance you have of suffering real quick, all of a sudden, suddenly, God says, that's it! I'm done! I tried! Now, we have a patient God, praise God, amen. I'm glad he's so patient. But listen, folks, it's a dangerous thing to have your heart hardened towards the things of God. And Pharaoh, he had a choice. God said, I will harden his heart. But only after Pharaoh decided to harden his heart himself. Let me show you what I mean. Look at Exodus chapter 7. Look at verse number 22. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord had said. Verse 23, and Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this also, implying that it was Pharaoh that decided not to set his heart towards those things. He hardened his heart. All right, look at Exodus chapter 8. Look at verse number 15. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them. How do you know if you've got a hard heart? If you don't hearken unto the things and the truths of the Word of God, your heart is hardened. You say, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not. That's not for me. That makes it for some. You have no interest in the things of God. You're beginning to have a hardened heart, and that process gets worse and worse and worse and worse until the Bible says, suddenly you shall be destroyed. So Pharaoh hardened his heart. All right, now look at verse 19. The Bible says, then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them. Again, implying that he hardened his heart. Look at Exodus chapter 8, verse 32. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. So now the flies have come. By this time, we have the river turned into blood. We have the frogs. We have the lice, we have the flies, and each time the Bible indicates that it was Pharaoh that hardened his heart. All right, now, look at chapter 9 and look at verse 7. Pharaoh said, and behold, there was not one of the cattle the Israelites dead, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. Over and over and over again, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Now, the next time we finally see that God, or the Lord, hardened his heart. That's after five plagues. That's after rejecting it, rejecting it, rejecting it, rejecting it, rejecting it. Finally, God's going to come, and the Bible's going to say the Lord hardened his heart. All right, look at Exodus chapter 9. Look at verse number 12. Notice what it says. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them. Over in Exodus chapter number 7, first few verses, we saw the Lord will harden his heart, and for the first time we see clearly after the fifth plague that God has hardened his heart. Alright? Now, how he hardened his heart. Here's a clue to us about how his heart was hardened, or how God hardened his heart. Look at verse 13. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. Now, watch this. Pharaoh had the word of God given to him. See that? Thus saith the Lord God. All right, now, skip down to verse number 21. All right, notice what it says. Now, God's speaking now, telling Moses what to go tell Pharaoh. In verse 21, he says, and he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. How can he harden his heart? Because he regarded not the word of the Lord. How does a person have a hardened heart? When they regard not the word of the Lord. They don't care what God says. They don't have an interest in what God says. Look, folks, there's folks all over our fundamental churches that hear the truth over and 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 over again. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between this person hearing the word of God and being a doer, and this person hearing the word of God and goes out time and time and time again and does nothing but the truth that this same person does? Here's the difference. This person has their heart opened and softened. This person has their heart hardened towards the things of God. He that often being reproved shall suddenly be destroyed, the Bible says, and that without remedy. Now, here's the reason why people harden their hearts. Two reasons. Number one, people harden their hearts because they do not want to change. They do not want to change. Look, I ask you a question very kindly. Are you satisfied where you are in your Christian life? Are you happy with where you are, or do you want to change so that you can bring more glory to the Lord our God? That's the difference. In your heart, there should be something that says, I'm not satisfied, I want to do more, my prayer life's not what it should be, my soul winning's not what it should be, I'm not really giving like I should be, my church attendance is scattered, I'm just not where I should be. And you want to change. Now look, let me give you an illustration. I love country buffets. In fact, I just went down there a couple weeks ago with my wife, and we went to country buffets, and boy, I went through that line, and I said, I'll take this, and I'll take this, and I'll take this. In fact, I took more of things than I did just leaving things. I knew I took things, and I said, I'll get this on the next trip. So I went, put my plate there, and I had wonderful feasts. And then I went back and I said, honey, I'll be back. And then I went for things that I missed. And I picked this and picked this and picked this and picked this. But wait a minute. There were some things that I didn't pick. But church, this book isn't a country buffet where you go and you choose what you want to do. You choose this and you'll do that. You choose this. Hey, this book is like mom. And mama would set me down at an early age, and she set me down and she put cream corn on there, she put peas, and she put, what else would she put down that I didn't like? That was about it. And she put that down and she said, now son, you're going to sit there until you eat that, because, here's what she said, it's all good for you. And I remember sitting there and I don't know what you did with me when you were a kid, but I got smart. I take my peas and I put them on the seat and I sit on them. What else are you going to do? You don't have no dumb preacher. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm not putting them in my mouth. I don't like them. And she'd come by and she'd look at it and she'd smile and be all upset. And then she'd say, what about the cream corn? Mama, I don't like the cream corn. Eat your cream corn, Keith. I said, Mom, I don't like that cream corn. You know what? That's yucky. Eat your cream corn. I wouldn't eat my cream corn. She said, you're going to sit there until that's gone. Well, cream corn is kind of creamy, and I didn't want to sit on that. I mean, peas you can sit on there, they're just little nibbles, you know. And so then she'd come by and she said, all right, I'm getting your father. Oh, no, don't get that. No. And so I get that cream corn. I'd run off to the bathroom, make a quick exit. And you know what? I put those things in there, and I got smart. I put them in there and just let them hang there on my tongue, and I go to the bathroom and spit those things out. And I just waited, and they got off the plate, but boy, I was a sick boy. But wait a minute. God's word is more like that, Mama, saying, hey, it's all good for you. Eat it. Isn't it? All scripture is given by God. Inspiration of God is profitable, all of it, not some of it, all of it. But we're kind of like the country buffet. I'll take this, I'll take soul winning, I don't want that. Prayer, maybe a prayer at the dinner table will do, but you know, I don't want to get too deep in this stuff. Church attendance, what would I care to go? That was just choosers and pickers. God says, your heart is hardened. You're just like a country buffet. Now, So the main reason we have a hardened heart is because we say, I'm not changing. And we sit there like this, go ahead, fine, I'm not changing. I'm not changing. I'm not changing. And we get harder and harder and harder and harder. All right? Now, look at Exodus chapter 9. Look at verse 34. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, hardened his heart, he and his servants. Here's the second reason people harden their heart. Because they get used to their sin. They get used to their sin. They just don't think much about it. They justify it. They get used to it. It's not a big thing. They do it over and over. And so much so that they say, you want to know the key that will unlock the seeming shield around you and God? Here's the key. Confession. And I wonder how many of us, from week after week after what week, get with God and confess our sins. Not going to prosper, the Bible says, unless you confess your sins. And of course, thank them. All right, so confession. Bible says in Hebrews 3:13 that we are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I've got to go quickly. So, God only intervened after Pharaoh rejected time after time after time after time. All right? Now, go back to Exodus chapter 9, and, okay, look at verse number 34. Look at it again. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Bible's talking there about God. Finally, he's rejected truth, and he's rejected truth, and rejected, and rejected truth upon rejected truth prompts the judgment of God. Listen, there will come a time when God will just say, that's it, I'm done, I'm finished, I can't help you anymore. I don't know when it is. I know God's long-suffering, I know he's faithful in that, and he yearns, and he desires, and he pleads. But there may come a time in our lives when he says, I can't do it anymore, I tried! Pharaoh, I tried! That's it. It's enough. God says, I'm hardening your heart. And he does. When we reject God's word and reject God's truth, his honor is at stake. And God can only take so much. Listen, when God's word is preached or God's word is read, God promises that his word will not return unto him what? Void. Promises. All right, now, I want you to notice the caution here. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 29. I'm going to have you look there anyway. Proverbs 29. I apologize for going quickly. I sure didn't want to go this quick. Are you keeping up with me, Misty? Doing good? All right. I'm going to put it in drive number 3 here. All right, look at Proverbs 29:1. You're there, say amen.
Yeah.
All right, look at it. He, and by the way, ladies, that doesn't exclude you, that's a she too. He that being often reproved, notice it says often, reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without limiting. That word destroyed means broken. It's like taking a pot and throwing that pot down and it's cracked up and you try to get it together. There's no way you can put it back together like it was before. That's what the word destroyed means, broken. Now notice what else it says. And that without remedy. The word without remedy means there is no cure or no healing that can take place. God just basically says, that's it, I'm done. I've had it, I'm done, you've crossed the line. Look, there are some people in America, all over the world, that have been witnessed to, and 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 they rejected, they rejected, they rejected, they rejected, they rejected. God says, that's it. My Bible says in Genesis 6:3 that my spirit shall not always strive with man. If you keep rejecting it, There's going to come a point when you're getting in danger and God's going to say, no more am I going to trouble you anymore. You've chosen to reject me. It's done. And notice what it says. Suddenly. What's my hand here? What's my hand? That's kind of sudden right there, isn't it? Sudden. You don't know when it's going to happen. It's all of a sudden. It can happen at any time. God just says, okay, I'm done. I pleaded with you. I pleaded with you and I tried it, but you won't listen. All right, now, how do you get away from a hardened heart? Turn over to Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter 3. I'm trying to get you out here on time because you're just a good-looking crowd. Man. Just a good looking crowd. I can't believe how good looking you're looking tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, you have a good looking preacher. Amen? Hebrews chapter 3, look at verse number 7. Now, notice this. Verse number 7, notice what the writer of Hebrews says. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my way. So I swear in my, what's the word there? Wrath. My wrath, God's wrath. They shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There's a few things I want you to notice here about how to overcome hardness of heart. The first thing, look at verse 7. The first thing, it says, wherefore the Holy Spirit saith. First thing you need to do is to listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Hey, how does the Holy Spirit work? Through this book. Through this book. When Jesus went up and ascended up to heaven, he promised that he would send the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit now. Hey, when Jesus comes back, when he comes back and the rapture occurs, guess what's going to be missing? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside believers, and you should listen to the Holy Spirit. So the first thing to do is listen. Listen to what he's saying. Hey, it's amazing. Sometimes people, when a Bible preacher gets up and preaches, a lot of people say, well, that's his opinion. I don't have to do what he says. And you're right. But when a Bible preacher is preaching this book, it's not the preacher's opinion. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, we are setting ourselves up to become hardened, and the hardening process can result in great tragedy. All right? Verse 8, look at verse 8. Harden not your hearts. What's he saying there? It's your choice. He's saying don't harden your hearts. Anybody here has a choice to harden their heart or not harden their heart. It's your choice. How do you harden your heart? You don't listen to the Holy Spirit. You kind of have a wall up and say, that's not for me. I don't want to be changed. You're not changing me, God. I'm happy with where I am. And God's going to come and he's going to say, okay, have it your way. And he has done on numerous occasions. Then, look at verse number 12. Take heed, brethren. Help me out. Who does brethren refer to? Christians. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to Christians. Christians can harden their hearts. But he says, take heed. What does that mean? Yield. That's what it means. Yield. That means give God the right of way in your life. Let him have control in your life. The Holy Spirit wants control in your life. But we can say, no, I'm not going to allow you in. You're out of here, Holy Spirit. I'm in control. Look, a person with a hardened heart basically says, I'll do it my way, not your way. That's what they say. I'm not listening to you, God. I know what you say here, but I'm not doing it that way. I have my own lifestyle. I have my own way of doing things. I'm going to do it my way. You're not welcome in my life. And God's going to say, okay. Suddenly, now, how do you know if your heart is hardened? All right? I mentioned this in Sunday school, but it's a wonderful verse. So turn over to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I love this verse. I've prayed this prayer probably as much as anything this week. Look at chapter 16 and look at verse number 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a fellow of Purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. Preacher, how do I know my heart is open? All right, here's how you know. That she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. That word of means by. And so in other words, Paul preached, Paul spoke, and her heart was open, and she attended. She gave attention to those things that were preached, those things that were talked about by Paul concerning the will of God and the Spirit of God. So notice the first thing she did, because she attended unto those things, verse 15, and when she was baptized, that means Paul told her, y'all get baptized, first thing you do, you get saved, and then you get baptized, she attended to those things, her heart was open, and she got baptized. And so the way you know that your heart is open, that your heart is tender, I pray this week, God open hearts. God open some hearts. Lord, when I go soul winning this week, open hearts. May hearts be open, may they be tender. There's no way you can bring conviction to a heart that is hardened. You know what? I can give some, I don't know how many times I've given this gospel out and I told them how to get to heaven. You were with me the other day. And we had some people that were open and some people weren't open. And it's the same gospel, went through the same way with each and every person. It's just that some were hardened, some were open. That's why. God has a marvelous way of being able to open up hearts. And that's why never, ever, ever give up on any individual. Amen. Don't, you say, my family, they won't get saved. Don't stop praying. Don't you dare stop praying. Don't you do it. You're going to miss the blessing. You're going to get to heaven. God's going to look and say, if you would have kept praying, you would have kept praying, I would have answered that prayer. Don't do it, because God can open up their hearts, and then they've heard the gospel, and something can happen in their life, God will work. Went to pastor school, got a book on marvelous stories of grace. Did you get that book, Joe? And there was the story of this man in Chicago, and he was so hardened. He went to work one day, he was on drugs, doing all kinds of drugs, he was in a young man in his 20s. With some kids and a wife, and he'd been to First Baptist Church one time, I think, as an eight-year-old, got involved in some terrible things, went up to, he was working in Chicago as a construction worker, and he wanted to go up and make more money, so he wanted to go up higher and work. Went up to the 29th floor, his boss said to him, I think his name was Jose, he said, I want you to look at something. They started walking on the 29th floor, and they got outside of the scaffolding and stuff, and cable broke. 29 stories up. That thing let loose 29 stories. His boss was killed instantly. Jose, when they came, he said they heard him saying, you're not going to live long. And they took him to the hospital. And outside of a couple bumps and bruises and a broken ankle, 5 days later, he walked out of that hospital. 20, did you hear what I said? 29 stories. He walked out of that hospital. He said, I'm tired of the way I'm living. There's got to be more to this. Somebody invited him to the First Baptist Church of Hammond. He started going. He had his life transformed. He walked into there, heard the preaching, said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. Now he's on staff at First Baptist Church of Hammond serving God. What happened? Hardened heart? most sure, drugs, alcohol. Not a day went by, he said, when he didn't just to get alcohol, put himself to sleep. And then God said, I'll work on that hard heart a little bit. I'll show you the grace of God. In 29 stories he gave. What happened? What's the difference? God opened his heart. And when he opened his heart, he became attentive to the things that were spoken of. You see, don't ever, ever, ever stop praying for individuals. Because God can work. Amen. Father, I pray that you bless us. Lord, I pray that you help each of us as Christians, please.